Welcome to the best conversation on radio, The Ken Coleman Show, where guests, topics, and listeners come together to create an hour of great listening. Now, the most curious man in America, Ken Coleman.
This is The Ken Coleman Show, and I am Ken Coleman. You are joining the best conversation on radio. I like to call this talk radio that'll make you think and feel. We're not talking about the left or the right every week. We're talking about the center of our lives, otherwise known as the sweet spot. We want to embrace our significance and live on purpose on The Ken Coleman Show. And each week, we're bringing you some of the best voices in America on topics that matter to you every day. You want to be a better spouse. You want to be a better parent, a better business person. Just better in your relationships. You want to live a life that actually matters because you have found what it is you were supposed to be doing, then you have found the show for you. This show is going to be full of Moleskin moments. Now, if you've not heard me talk about Moleskin before, let me tell you about this. This is my favorite notebook. You can get this at any Barnes & Noble, and I imagine any great, office supply store that sells these notebooks. But Moleskins were the preferred writing instrument, or I should say document, to document thoughts and notes and so forth of Ernest Hemingway. And I have adopted these wonderful things. And so when I say that we've got Moleskin moments coming, that means you better be ready to write stuff down. In 15 minutes, appointment radio continues. Dr. Meg Meeker, a national best-selling author, she will join us around her book, Strong Father, Strong Daughters, 30-Day Challenge. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal book. It's based off of her 2007 bestseller. She's redone it and included challenging things you can do with your daughter over a 30-day period. Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, 30-Day Challenge is the book. She will be here to talk about that and more. In 30 minutes, Dan Cathy, the president of Chick-fil-A, little chicken company that you may be well aware of, one of, I believe, the best restaurant organizations, and I believe it's America's family restaurant. An incredible company. His father has had a huge influence on him and his siblings in what is, I believe, the best family-run organization that I have ever seen. So he will join us. That's going to be great. And then in 45 minutes, my dad joins us. And he's going to share with you the most important lesson he ever taught me. If you're a young father, you're raising kids, you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss this entire show. If you want to join the conversation, you could do that. I'm already getting comments and questions. Danny, the intern, is monitoring our Twitter feed. We are getting comments from people. I asked this question earlier today on Twitter. What did your dad teach you that everyone needs to know? I am on Twitter, at Ken Coleman, so you can join the conversation. Tell me. We will read some of those here in just moments. You can also call from anywhere, 800-552-9386. And join the conversation. You can also email me, ken@kencolemanshow.com. Well, folks, it is, in fact, Father's Day weekend. And as I was thinking about today's show and the amazing content and guests and the topics that we're going to discuss that are clearly focused on fatherhood, I couldn't help but also think that we really have in this nation a fatherhood crisis. We have a fatherless crisis. And this is not just single parent homes where you've got a single mother, a hero trying to raise children, where the father has left. This is also in homes where the father is there, but he's not there. And I'm not talking about electronics and all the contraptions that make us not present even when we're with our kids. And I'm guilty of that, as we all are. But I'm talking about men who are truly absentee fathers, even though they occupy a spot in the home. You know, Ronald Reagan once said that great change in America happens at the dinner table. Boy, is that true. Let that truth sink in for a moment. And so I don't think I'm being dramatic today to say to you fathers that we hold the key to, I believe, not just a healthy family and healthy children, but I believe a healthy nation. You know, you hear talk radio and you hear television shows always focused on the right, the left, and Obama's blaming Romney and Romney's blaming Obama, and back and forth we go. And I tell you what, on the Ken Coleman Show, we don't think that government is going to hand us anything. We don't think government is the problem solver, really, for anything. And so if we believe in this we the people concept, politically, let's step back relationally and look into this. I actually believe if we had an epidemic of strong fathers, think about that for a moment, where we weren't talking about divorce and in the huge numbers that we face now, but we were talking about an outbreak of great fatherhood, men that were in the home, in their kids' lives, and loved their wives, and wanted to be better husbands, and wanted to be better fathers. If we had strong fathers throughout this nation, we could heal this nation. Think about it. Crime would go down. We'd have happier individuals living fulfilled lives. I mean, I could go on and on and on about all the positive aspects. So on this Father's Day, a personal challenge to dads out there. Hey, we have one shot at this. There is no do-over with the children that you have entrusted to you, that our Creator has allowed you to have the privilege of raising. You got one shot. And our six-year-old Ty, it seems like yesterday we brought him home from the hospital. Holy cow. It goes so fast. And so we've got to dive in, dads. We've got to be there. Put your career on hold if you have to. Put your dreams on hold. I believe if you're a great father, you got a shot at being a great man. I don't think the reverse is true. You may get accolades in the eyes of society as a great man. But if you're not great in the home and your own kids don't think you're great, you can't be a great man. So don't get things out of whack. Don't let things get all crazy in your professional life to the point that you're so focused on everything you want to accomplish for your own personal value and personal worth that you cheat your kids and you cheat your wife. And on this Father's Day, thank your wife. I tell you right now, I have no shot at being a great father unless my wife is totally on board and supportive. And boy, I thank Stacey Coleman for that. Got some great comments from Twitter. I asked the question, what did your dad teach you that you think everyone should know? Got a few great ones. Nick Waters on Twitter, at Nick Hoss, H-O-S-S. Nick hit me up and said, something that has no cost has no value. Something that has no cost has no value. Boy, that's good. And then Emma Roberts, boy, this is so good. The golden rule, but we forget it so often, don't we? She said, my dad taught me to treat people like I would want to be treated. My dad is amazing. So that's always nice. And I read that comment from Emma Roberts because she's a young lady now, but still a little girl in the eyes of her dad. And boy, do I love that. Our next guest is going to talk about that. Coming up, do you want to raise your daughter to be a strong and healthy woman? Well, Dr. Meg Meeker will tell you how to do that next. This is so important. Don't miss it. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
This is Reality Talk Radio, the Ken Coleman Show.
Go on, take on this old world, but to me, you know you'll always be.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show.
This is the Ken Coleman Show, and I am him. Little Tim McGraw there. For all you dads out there that have those precious little girls, I've got a little princess. If she's listening, Josie, Daddy loves you. Oh, my goodness. I just want to dance with you when I hear that song. And I play that song, folks, because in just a minute, Dr. Meg Meeker will be on to talk about her runaway best-selling book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. What a great topic to discuss on this Father's Day weekend. We'll get to that in just moments. But hey, if you're just joining the Ken Coleman Show for the first time, hey, welcome aboard. This is a show where we're asking real questions about real life. In fact, it's impossible to go through an entire hour of this show without being invigorated, inspired, or filled full of great insight. And we've got another great show for you in just about 20 minutes. Chick-fil-A President Dan Cathy joins us. He'll talk about fatherhood and his great father, Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, the insight and impact that he has learned from his father. So this is going to be great. And then at the very end of the show, about 30 minutes from now, my dad, Ken Coleman Sr., joins us to share the background of, I believe, the most valuable lesson he ever taught me. So, hey, if you want to join the conversation, we're getting tweets. They're coming in right now. Danny, the intern, is monitoring these, getting some great interaction. I got to read a new one. This is great. Jeff from NovaLogic said, my father taught me to never quit pursuing your wife. Flirt until your last breath. It'll have a huge impact on your kids. Boy, that's true. And Meg Meeker talks about that in her book. The number to call in, 800-552-9386, or you can email me, Ken at kencolemanshow.com. Well, Dr. Meg Meeker is a pediatrician. She's a mother, a wife, and the best-selling author of 6 books. The book we're going to focus on today, actually the 2 books. The first one was released in 2007, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And now she's come out with a new release of that book, but this time she's added a whole host of great goodies in the form of a 30-day challenge for you fathers out there. And it's not too late. If you still have got daughters, Dave Ramsey himself says he still goes to this great book to talk to his adult daughters. Meg Meeker, you can follow her on Twitter, at Meg Meeker, M-E-E-K-E-R, and she is now live on The Ken Coleman Show. Dr. Meeker, it's my honor to have you on with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Ken, and happy Father's Day early to you.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that very much. And, you know, Meg, I've got a 3-year-old daughter, 4-year-old son, and 6-year-old son. And so my 3-year-old princess is, you know, it's a completely different relationship than I have with the boys, just by the nature of she is a little lady. And so when I saw this new release coming out of a book that I've heard so much about, I dove all over it, digested it. We don't have time to talk about it all, but for those who've not heard of the book, I want you to talk about Strong Fathers and Strong Daughters and why you wrote this, because you have years and years and years of experience dealing with these relationships.
You know, I do. I've been practicing pediatric and adolescent medicine for over 25 years, and of course, my husband and I raised 3 adult daughters, and we have an adult son. And I saw something over and over in my early years practicing medicine, and that was that a lot of the girls who had dads present in their lives were doing extraordinarily well. They were staying out of trouble, and if they did get into trouble, they were pulling out of that trouble much more quickly if they had a dad. I really wrote the book inspired by my own dad and my husband as well. But I wrote it originally in 07 because I'm very disturbed by what our culture is doing to fathers. We're hard-pressed to find a good father anywhere, in movies, sitcoms, music, anywhere. You know, dads are portrayed as dunces. The problem is, Ken, this is really having an influence on how dads perceive themselves and how kids treat their parents. So I said, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm going to pull out some data. I'm going to do some research. I'm going to write about some great dads. And I'm going to tell dads how it really is when it comes to your daughter, because dads are the most important man in a woman's life. It isn't her husband. It isn't teachers. It's dad. And that's an enormous responsibility. And dads need to know that crystal clear. And I think that's why the book is done so well, because it's truthful.
Absolutely, and it has hit a very, very vital nerve. You are listening to Dr. Meg Meeker. She's the best-selling author of Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. The 30-Day Challenge is the new release. You got to run and get this. And Meg, so many things I'd love to discuss, but one of the things that hit me right between the eyes was this concept. It's a chapter in the book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. You are her first love.
Yeah.
And, wow, that's huge. And, boy, what a shaping influence that is. Talk about that idea.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think, you know, I really hoped in the book, if I could accomplish anything, it was to allow dads to see who they are from behind their daughter's eyes. Because I really felt if they could get a peek into how their daughter sees them, their lives would never be the same. You are her first love. A dad is a girl's first exposure to male love, male trust, male tenderness, male security. And her need for dad, her love for dad, is so raw and so simplistic that her attachment to dad is very, very strong in those early years. And in many ways, dad sets a template for how she will relate to male figures for the rest of her life. And if, for instance, at 3 months, 6 months, 2 years, 3 years of age, she learns that dad's love is a good thing, she can trust dad, he is kind to her, he will protect her, then she will much more easily relate to men, her brothers, teachers, pastors, priests, God, you know, whatever male figure she encounters from the rest of her life, because dad is her primary male love. And that scares a lot of dads, but they shouldn't be scared. What an incredible opportunity to have that with a young woman.
Oh, that is so true. You're listening to Dr. Meg Meeker, the author of Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, The 30-Day Challenge here on The Ken Coleman Show. Let's stay right where you were, because I've seen you say this in interviews, it's in the book, and this is right on line with what you just said. We then have to not just understand that we're her first love, but then we've got to model and be the man that we want our daughters to marry. Hello, that's a wake-up call.
Yes, I have a whole chapter called that. Be the man you want your daughter to marry. That'll make dads run, huh? But, you know, what a wonderful privilege. Because here's what happens. Girls understand, they get clues and they take their cues for how men are to treat them by seeing how dad treats them as daughters, but also, Ken, by seeing how dad treats mom. And when daughters see that year in and year out, as they grow older, they will gravitate towards what they know, not what they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it can go positively or negatively. If a daughter grows up being talked well to, having her dad love her and care for her, be respectful, not swear to her, expect that she's going to excel and have high expectations for her, and he does the same towards his wife, that's what she seeks out when she's 20 and 25. But the contrary is true, and I've seen this over and over. If a dad is critical, or he berates mom, or he berates the daughter, or he has a temper issue, a real bad anger problem, that's what the daughter seeks out when she's 20 and 25. I can't tell you how many 19-year-olds have sat in my office and said, I'll never marry somebody like my dad. He drives me crazy. I can't stand him. A few years later, I get a wedding invitation, and there's a guy who acts just like dad walking her down the aisle. It breaks my heart. So that's a huge responsibility, but that's the way it is.
Wow, that is so good. Meg Meeker is the author of Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, The 30-Day Challenge. Meg, I got about a minute and a half left here, so it's not a whole lot of time to give you this, but you can handle this. I cannot let you go without talking about the chapter where you talk about teach her to fight. Now, yep. men can, we get that language, but there's a lot of depth to that statement. Can you unpack that for us?
You bet. The fight, of course, is not a physical one, but it's a fight that happens in a mind. There are many toxic messages streaming at girls all the time. You need to be skinnier. You need to be sexy. You need to be sexually active. You need to this and this and this. Dads are fabulous at problem solving. If dad can help her identify what are those messages and how you battle those messages in your mind, and he equips her for that, he can teach her how to change, how to fight against those thoughts and how to replace them with very positive ones. Susie, you're going to hear as you get into high school that you need to be sexually active. Let me tell you something. I'm your dad. You don't need to be. Here's how you choose a different path. And he just picks every thought apart as he goes. And in my 30-day challenge, I have a whole exercise on how to teach your daughters how to find what true beauty is all about. Take her in a different direction. So the battle's in the mind. Dads are beautifully equipped to help their daughters learn to fight those bad messages.
She is Meg Meeker, the new book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, The 30-Day Challenge. It is unbelievable. It is absolutely built for you dads. It's practical, and it gives you all kinds of activities. It's amazing, but you need to dive in, not just to the book, but follow Meg on Twitter, at Meg Meeker, M-E-E-K-E-R. Meg, thank you so much for being on the show. I want to have you back more and more, but this was great stuff on this Father's Day weekend. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I'd love to come back.
Meg Meeker, I'm telling you, this is a big find for me. I'm digesting everything she puts out. Do follow her on Twitter. I'm telling you guys, this is a big deal if you don't want your little princess under the bleachers 10 years from now. Coming up, he's the president of one of America's most admired companies, and he still works for his dad. Dan Cathy is next. This is The Ken Coleman Show.
Like our show? Then like it on Facebook at facebook.com/KenColeman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, the best conversation on radio. Once again, asking the questions you would ask Ken Coleman.
This is talk radio that'll make you think and feel, otherwise known as the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, folks, I am Ken, thrilled to be with you on this lovely Saturday in North Georgia. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome aboard. And if you missed my conversation with Dr. Meg Meeker, the author of Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, run to the store. She's got a new release of it out. It's a 30-day challenge, how you as a dad can actually get practically involved with your daughter. It's so vitally important. You only have one shot. If you missed that conversation, do not despair. It'll be online first of the week. You can get it at KenColemanShow.com, or you can get it on iTunes or Facebook. Just search The Ken Coleman Show, and we've got the podcast up there for you. And folks, you can email me throughout the show. We're getting some great feedback on Twitter. I am at Ken at KenColemanShow.com, on Twitter at Ken Coleman. And we've got a great show for you. In about 20 minutes, my father steps on The Ken Coleman Show, and he's going to tell you the lessons that he taught me, I believe the most important lesson that he ever shared with me, and the wisdom behind it. And so that's going to be great fun on this Father's Day weekend. And we're going to keep it rolling because my next guest has been married to his wife, Rhonda, for almost 40 years. And he is the father to Andrew and Ross. And he happens to just hold down the job of president and chief operating officer of Chick-fil-A. I believe America's family restaurant. That's what I think, because we eat there so much. It's practically our family restaurant, and I love it. But more importantly, I love what he and his family represent, and I couldn't think of a better person to have on Father's Day weekend than Dan Cathy to talk about fatherhood with us. So get out your moleskins. Dan Cathy, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show.
Well, thank you, Ken. Great to be with you on a beautiful cloud-filled day out here, but still got sunshine peeking through. It's a beautiful day to be out cutting grass.
It is. I cut mine last night because we are headed to the beach for a little getaway after the show today. And so I'm grateful for your time on this Saturday. I got to dive in because, you know, many people who know the history of Chick-fil-A, they obviously think of your father, Truett Cathy, and how it started out very, very small. And he grew a great and sustaining company. But I want to talk about fatherhood, some of the things you learned from him, and then what you have taught your sons in preparing them to be great fathers. So let's first go back to your childhood. You grew up in the Cathy family before it was this huge Chick-fil-A empire. And I want to know, what did you enjoy doing most with your dad growing up?
Oh, my goodness. I love going to the Dwarf Grill in Hapeville, which is our original restaurant, opened up in 1946. So I came along in 1953, seven years or so after he first opened up. Dad was 25 years old when he opened up our original restaurant, and I came along when he was 30, 31 years old. And it was so much fun to go to the Dwarf House because it was like a KinderCare on steroids for me. It had so much going on. The kitchen, I was fascinated. Before Chick-fil-A came along, we had a Holly-matic hamburger machine. I'd sit there mesmerized just watching that thing. And Zelma and Henry and others that were back there cutting ribs and meat and hamburgers and Zelma making pies. It was just a great place to go. And I get passed around from one employee to the next. It could not have been a better place for me to grow up and be with my dad, watch him in operation, see how you were able to pull together your family life and business life and make it all fit together. It was an incredible place to grow up.
You're listening to Dan Cathy, the president and chief operating officer of Chick-fil-A on the Ken Coleman Show. Dan, you talked about being passed around from employee to employee, and it really was a family atmosphere, and you can't help but feel that when you go to any of your Chick-fil-A's around the country. So before I ask you about balance and other things, I want to ask you, how much did that experience for you and your siblings and your father, seeing that as he's running, trying to grow a business, and he's bringing you in and you're a part of it, how much did that affect the atmosphere that we now enjoy today?
Well, no question about it, Ken. You're touching exactly on it. In fact, that Dwarf House restaurant, and of course it's still there in Hapeville, just north of Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, it's kind of the DNA source, so to speak, and we've cloned that DNA to over 1,600 locations now in 39 states, and the genesis of it is the little kitchen there at the Hapel Dwarf House. In fact, I had a group I took on tour there Tuesday. I bring all of our new staff. We had summer interns, 31, that were with us. And as I took them into the kitchen, I said, I want you to know you're stepping in to the holy of holies of Chick-fil-A. If there's such a thing. Because this is where we learn the real lessons of life. This is really where we learn the real lessons of the most essential, profoundly simple, but the importance of food, the quality of the food, the quality of the ingredients, the pride that you have of somebody sitting at your table in which you're serving them, you know, just delicious food by people who love what they do, that are enthused about what they do, and then watch the incredible raving fans that respond to it in such a wonderful way. We call it creating raving fans. And we're serving now, Ken, out of that little restaurant, as it's been cloned out over these 66 years now, 2 million customers a day.
Wow.
In effect, you know, are eating with us every day, experiencing those kind of values and principles that were generated. The genesis of it was right there at the Little Dwarf Grill restaurant.
Truly astounding. He is Dan Cathy, the President and Chief Operating Officer of Chick-fil-A. He's on the Ken Coleman Show. Dan, I want you to talk about what you learned from your dad about balance, because I think it's very easy for men and women in today's society to buy into the lie that if we're going to be successful in our business and chasing our passion and what is on our heart, that we've got to cheat our family. And that's not true. But I want to know, what did you learn from your dad about balance in those early days? And then when you took on the mantle as your leadership and influence began to grow, and how you balanced your role with your own sons?
One of the great lessons Dad taught me is that as it relates to work is fall in love with your work and you'll never have to work again. Falling in love with your work means that you're really passionate about it. You care a lot about it. And, you know, if you're right where God wants you to be, it's the culmination of all the experiences and things that you've had in life. It's your whole psychological makeup and all. You're right there in the sweet spot of where he wants you to be. It will be fun. It will be challenging. You just, you know, eat, sleep, and breathe it all day long. However, at the same time, we know that while we have set goals for our life, that we've also had roles in our life, roles of a husband or a wife, and then roles if we're fortunate enough to have children as parents, and we certainly do have to balance all those. There, I would say that it's almost many times it's like a pendulum, though, that the realities of it is that it shifts from one side to the next. You're off balance, it seems like, almost all the time in one way or the other. And again, I appreciate the fact that Dad brought us to work. That kind of helped compensate the fact that operating a 6-day-a-week business, 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, you know, if he wasn't home, Dad, I mean, he's going to take his kids to work.
Mm.
And again, we learned a lot about work ethic and how to get along with people. My two sons that you referenced there, Andrew and Ross, and, you know, I had such a great parental experience from my dad that I mirrored some of the same kind of practices with them, and I would take them on trips with me to things that were a lot of fun where they could see that this business is not just long hours, but it could be a lot of fun as well. We homed a school, our boys, a number of years ago, and I remember taking them to Rocky Balboa, one of the Rocky films, and they had asked us to cater the stadium filled with thousands of people that were all part of the cast and extras that were used for one of the Rocky films. And you know, they got to sit on Rocky Balboa's shoulder and take a picture and all that kind of stuff. So I intentionally created positive memories for them about the business. And now they're both in the business. My son Andrew works in human resources in the operator selection area. And Ross, our second son, is a Chick-fil-A operator in Columbus, Georgia. So these lessons, good or bad, they really are passed down from one generation to the next.
Boy, that is so true. Great wisdom from Dan Cathy, the President and Chief Operating Officer of Chick-fil-A. Dan, you and I have mutual friends in Tony Dungy and Mark Merrill. Mark's been on the show. Tony's going to be featured in my book that comes out next year, as are you, by the way, and I'm grateful for that. But you know very much, as a man who is intentional about leading leaders, you have a great leadership culture that you're specifically focused on within Chick-fil-A. As you look at the crisis of fatherlessness that we have in this country, I wanted you to weigh in on that. I think it's important for us to hear from you. What can we be doing as a country to be focusing on this growing problem?
But as an employer, first off, just from that perspective, I see it's a real crisis in the sense that there is a certain amount of emotional DNA. There's physical DNA, obviously, that comes from the dad and also from the mom. But beyond that, there's some essential emotional DNA that God intended for us to get from a mother and a dad that we observe over life as children, as infants, even growing up, that we can only get from our dad, and we only get it from our mother, and we're to get it in a home dynamic environment where they're interrelating together to build the stability and the self-esteem that God wants us to have to get through our teenage years. Now, when we don't have one side or the other, you know, I just have to tell you, I think we're just emotionally handicapped. Doesn't mean we can't survive and have a happy life, but it means that we're going to have some odds stacked against us, and hopefully there could be somebody that intervenes to help make that up for us. Mm. But to have so many people, though, today that are growing up in homes where they don't have a mom and dad, I'll tell you, as an employer, it makes it that much more difficult for us because we sometimes actually have to have a parenting role. As it relates to society in general, I think we're inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say, you know, we know better than you as to what constitutes a marriage. And I pray God's mercy on our generation that has such a prideful, arrogant attitude to think that we would have the audacity to try to redefine what marriage is all about.
Mm. Sobering but powerful words from Dan Cathy, the president and chief operating officer of Chick-fil-A. Dan, I'm going to let you go here in about 30 seconds, but I wanted you to share with us how folks can follow you on your blog. You're doing some great blogging out there, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Dan Cathy. But tell us a bit about your blog and what people can learn when they visit it.
Yeah, well, if you go to, we got actually two websites, behindthesandwich.com or just CathyFamily.com. And it's blog information and blogs of my younger brother, Bubba, and my younger sister, Trudy. They're very involved in our Wind-Shaped programs with camps and marriages, and they just got a lot of rich, incredible stories to share with readers, and also really interesting profiles and interviews and videos from my leadership toolkit and also with my dad as well. So we just want to share there's a family behind this restaurant chain, and if we do a good job, there'll be a family for a whole nother generation to come.
Well, Dan, it has been my privilege to spend a little bit of time with you, as I have in a few other venues, and I'm so very grateful for your example as a young father and a young entrepreneur. I very much look forward to following the example you've already put out there for us and what you will continue to lead us into. You are truly a man to be admired, and I appreciate your time very much, and I know our audience does as well.
Well, thank you, Kim. Blessings on you and all the fathers that are out there. I pray that we would do honor our fathers. I went by to see my dad earlier today and bring his great grandchild over to rock in his arms, and so it's kind of special. And the most important thing I can say to you, Ken, is tell everybody to remember to please eat more chicken.
That's right, and we will indeed. The Coleman family will be getting some later today as we head out on our beach vacation. I can promise you that. Well, coming up, folks, this show bears his name, and he will share the wisdom behind the most important lesson he ever taught me. My dad, Ken Coleman Sr., is next. Do not miss this. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
Listen on demand at KenColemanShow.com. Now back to the best conversation on radio, the Ken Coleman Show.
When his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher.
This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Kid Coleman. And I am the son of a preacher man. Ken Coleman Sr. is in the house. He'll join us in just moments on this Father's Day weekend. What a treat. How many guys get to say they have their old pops on their radio show? That's going to be great fun. But hey, folks, if you're just joining us for the first time and you missed my conversation with Dr. Meg Meeker, the author of Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And just moments ago, we said goodbye to Dan Cathy, the president of Chick-fil-A. Don't worry, you can get it online this week, on demand, anytime, anywhere you want it. KenColemanShow.com, or you can get it on iTunes or Facebook. Just search The Ken Coleman Show. Well, hey, folks, I was thinking this week, this is Father's Day, and going to be rendezvousing with my mom and dad and my brother and sister-in-law and their three wonderful children a little bit later tomorrow afternoon for a week of sun and sand. I thought, well, I would have my dad on here because many times on this show I'm talking about life lessons and things that really, really matter. And I can't think of a lesson that meant more to me as I look back on my 37 years than a lesson my dad taught me as a young soccer player. So I had him on today, and I want him on to share this story and the wisdom behind it. So first of all, Dad, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be with you, buddy.
All right, so let's set the scene. I'm not sure how old I am at the time. I'm going to say 7, 8-ish. We're playing youth soccer. And I'm a little guy, and I'm just not succeeding the way that I want to succeed. And I'm sure there was some pouting involved. And at some point, you scoop me up physically and emotionally, and you lay some great wisdom on me. And you basically said, don't worry, son, your time will come. And that was something at the time I didn't understand. I just had to trust. But it has stuck with me through every major level of achievement of life. And so I want you to share that, because I think there's a lot of young dads out there who need to write this down and get this life lesson.
Well, I think it really happened when you were maybe in the seventh grade. You had attended a small Christian school in Gallipolis, Ohio, and they had a soccer team which consisted of kids all the way from seventh to 12th grade. And you had a young fella who was, I think, a junior or senior by the name of Shannon that you really looked up to. And you wanted to play so bad that you could taste it. And you were so disheartened by the whole thing. And so you came to me, and that's when I mentioned you that truth. I said, now, you're just a seventh grader. You're going to get your chances, but your day is going to come where you're going to be just like Shannon. You're going to be scoring the goals, and you're going to be getting some of that glory on the soccer field. And I shared a truth that's really biblical. The book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon is writing, he's the smartest man in the world, and under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And that's something that your mother and I decided to incorporate into your life and to Jamie's life, a biblical principle, and make it live. And that's what happened with you that day, and it stuck with you all these years and has, I think, served you very well through the years.
Yeah, you folks are listening to Ken Coleman Sr. He's the namesake of this show, and I had him on to share that story. Now, clearly my memory's a little off. I thought I was much younger, but the power of that lesson is so very great. And Dad, you know, apply that to us. You know, I know I've even talked to you as a young adult, I'd call you, and chasing the next level or the next thing that was in front of me, and that frustration exists for all of us. And I know there's great spiritual truth here, because timing is everything. And if we believe in God's timing, then we can rest in that tension that exists between patience and persistence. So what did you see, and what have you learned in raising two boys and then pastoring people on that topic?
Well, Romans 8:28 really sums it up from a New Testament perspective. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So God has a purpose that he's going to try to work in your life and everybody else's life within the bounds of the time that he gives us. In Ecclesiastes, a time to be born and a time to die. So within those two parameters, you really have nothing more than God's purpose for your life. Sometimes things appear to be bad. Sometimes they seem to be good. But the Bible says all things work together for good if you're called according to his purpose. So if you believe wholeheartedly in God's purpose in your life, and you're dedicated to living out that purpose in your life, then there is no such thing as happenstance. Mm. You know, it happens according to God's plan on God's timetable. We always expect things to happen on our timetable, yeah, when we want them. But God, like the old railroad trains, he works on his time. And when we submit to his purpose in our life, then nothing that happens is not for our good. It is for our good. And so the timing that you talk about is simply what God's doing in your life. You can't see it. I can't see it at the time. But when we look back on it, we'll see that his timing was perfect.
Boy, that is so true. Great wisdom there from my father, Ken Coleman Sr., who I've had on to close out this wonderful Father's Day edition of the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, Dad, thanks for coming on. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm going to see you in just about 24 hours.
Yep. Love you, buddy. God bless you. You're doing a great job. The sky's the limit for you.
All right. Great words. It's always good to hear nice stuff from your dad, folks. And hey, dads out there, it's never too late to dive back into your kids, to dive into your wife, to say, I'm going to make sure that my family knows that I care and I am in control of how I train them. Hey, folks, it's always my privilege. We'll talk to you again next week. This has been the Ken Coleman Show.